Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe Ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
Morning.
Morning.
No, I'm serious.
Praise God. Uh-oh. Wrong button. Woo! Caught it right in time. Good morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Timon. Yeah. I looked over here and it went from good to God morning to you. I think that's better anyway. So look, God, thank you for leading me, guiding me, and directing me this morning. Thank you, Olita, for yesterday. You helped me usher in today. Praise God. Now listen. It's a couple of things going on in your lives. I'm going to address it. Number one, Megan, are you going to be here in Dalton for Thanksgiving, or are you here already? Can you put that in the chat room? And Jessica, if you don't break that stuff from them guys that are about to go to jail, that's the witchcraft that's been stopping your husband from getting a new job. You must break that witchcraft, or else he isn't going to get this new job that he's up for. You must break that witchcraft. And Sister Wright, I don't know what's going on with you, but I saw you in the spirit this morning about 3:30. So I don't know what's going on with you, but I do know that the Lord has you in his mind and on his heart, because he showed you to me this morning about 3:30. Oh, okay, you're in Lawrenceville. Okay. That's good. You drove a long way. So we'll see you soon. Now, what I'm going to do this morning, I want you to get your paper towel handy, and I want you to get your anointing oil out. I know it's necessary, though, because the devil working with some of y'all overtime. I saw a couple things in the spirit. I wasn't meddling in nobody's business, because I don't try to get in your business. Yeah, anoint one of these for me too, please. I don't try to get in your business. As a matter of fact, I try to stay out of people's business, really. Because I know when God puts me in somebody's business, that means there's some work for me to do, okay? Now, I'm not lazy or anything, but when God gives you a work to do, it's generally going to be remarkable, transformational, the other end. Yes, thank you. So, what we're going to do a little bit in a few minutes, if you don't need this, stand in the gap for somebody that does. And if nobody in your family doesn't need it, stand in the gap for somebody else's family. Because this morning, excuse me, we're going to deal with integrated demons and familiar spirits. In a few, that's what we're going to deal with this morning, integrated demons and familiar spirits. And I'm so happy, let me tell you. God began to show me these integrated demons. You know, demons integrate with people's personalities. And then once the demons integrate with the person's personality, the person thinks that it's them, but it's really the demon that is integrated. In order to integrate, there has to be an opening or a way for that demon to come in. And sometimes it's by way of familiar spirits. Sometimes it's by way of your emotions. Whatever way it is, they're going to go. And sometimes they come in by the person you sleep next to at night, or that sleeps in the same house you live in, or that sleeps under the same roof that you do. At any rate, in the name of Jesus, we're going to deal with those spirits this morning. But they've been doing a lot of damage. God showed me. And, well, we're going to do some deliverance healing. But guess what? It ain't going to take that long. Nope. It is not going to take that long. Because, as you know, God is getting me ready for this book. And I'm doing some research, and we got a mission, and the mission that we own going into what we're going into, because we're already in 5780. So we're in 5780, and I'm telling you, time is really being accelerated here. So this morning we're going to deal with that. Now, I understand, you know, you might be so deliberate that you don't need this. I'm going there anyway, because God say somebody need it. Those of you on here to learn something, you could learn something this morning. You could see people get delivered from demons that have integrated with their personality, or that have integrated into parts of their body through familiar spirits, therefore causing sickness and pain and misery that is not their own, but it has become their own because of the fact that once they allowed the familiar spirit to transfer, they then took it on. And it's bad news, bad news. And then the devil been messing with some of you through this negativity and woo! And I just can't believe it. And some of you got some transference from some folks you don't listen to. Yeah, you listening to their message, but you don't know what's in their heart. You don't know what's in their soul, and you don't let it transfer right on you. And it wasn't healthy. And it wasn't good. So don't worry about it. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And we're going to deal with it. Yep, we're going to deal with it this morning. But other than that, I feel Jesus. How about you? I feel Jesus this morning, and I feel good. I want you to feel good. I want you to go into this Thanksgiving holiday full of thanks, full of praise. God's going to handle that thing for you this morning, whoever you are.
He promised me he will. you will.
Deliver, deliver, deliver.
Yes, I believe he will.
Promise me,
Lifted high. mocked his crown and they denied his power. He died sinless to save ours. Let me testify, his love never fails. His love never failed. He was lifted high on a tree, he died. But his love never failed. Some good news, y'all. Listen.
And he rose again. And he rose again.
Hurry! song. I want y'all to sing it on Sunday morning. One time. We will not be shaken. Say it again. Say it.
We will not be shaken.
We will trust. One more time, you say it. Say it.
We will not be shaken.
Come on, church.
I need about 6 people to post in the chat room. It doesn't matter why. Get about 6 people post in the speaker chat room. It doesn't matter why. I need a couple more. It doesn't matter why. Now, don't get mad with me this morning, but the truth of the matter is you can't make sense out of the devil. Can somebody post that for me? You can't make sense out of the devil. Come on, post it. You can't make sense out of the devil. Just to get it out on the airways, I want about 7 of you to post. And from today on, I'm going to stop trying. From today on, I'm going to stop trying to make sense out of the devil. It will never happen. It will never, ever, ever happen. And the devil is trying to defeat some of you because you're trying to make sense out of what he's doing. You're trying to make sense out of what he's done. Stop it. You can't. He's the devil. If God couldn't make sense out of it, who do you think you are? Who do I think I am? I don't try. I stopped trying to make sense out of the devil a long time ago. But some of you are stuck on stupid trying to make sense out of the devil. It's time for you to get unstuck. No, I ain't scared. I say some of you are stuck on stupid. Trying to make sense out of the devil. Stop it. It doesn't matter why something happened to you. The thing that matters is how did it or how is it affecting you now? That's what matters. What matters is with regard to your pain, how is it affecting you? Or how did it affect you? That's what matters. Time to get unstuck. I talk to people every day from all over the world. And it seems like it's a lot of stuck people out here. And they're all stuck. And I'm tired of hearing, why? I don't know why this happened to me. Well, I'm going to tell you why. I think Dr. Oral Roberts said it better than anybody I ever heard. God is a good God, and the devil is a bad devil. Can you post that for me? God is a good God, and the devil is a bad devil. Period. He used to say that all the time. Why? Trying to figure out why is a waste of time. If you understand that principle right there. God is a good God, and the devil is a bad devil. Period. Now, the Bible says, and I'm going to just insert that why in there. You mustn't ask why when you're talking to God. When you're talking to God, why throws a big monkey wrench in what you're talking to God about? Are you hearing me? You see, the Bible says that when you ask God anything, you must be in belief and not in doubt when you're asking him. So when you're saying why something happened to you, you're wasting God's time, because God is going to deal with your solution. He doesn't deal with the problem. You study your Bible. You study your New Testament, because you are New Testament saints, New Testament believers. God never dwelt on the problem. He always dealt with the solution. I say he never dwelt with the problem or dwelt on the problem. God always deals with the solution. And he says that when you come to him, you got to already be believing and not doubting. He says that the person who comes to him doubting with that big old question mark should not expect to receive anything from him. He said because such a person is double-minded and unstable. Read it, James 1, 6 through 8. You done read it a lot, but you're still dealing with that why. You see, why something happened, or it takes your focus off Jesus. It takes your focus off his great love that he has towards you. And it takes your focus off the fact that you're supposed to be in agreement with his mercy, in agreement with his love, in agreement with his grace, and in agreement with his ability towards you. Because see, when you get that big monkey wrench in there, you entertaining thoughts to the contrary, and you know what? It's kind of like them witches who practice Santeria. Them witches who practice Santeria, and they have replaced the saints with demons, like Lazarus. Lazarus ain't no saint, but in Santeria, he is a saint, and he have a staff and he have a dog with him. So you got to fix your eyes on Jesus. That's the most important step that you can take in becoming a better receiver. Put that in the chat room for me. You got to fix your eyes on Jesus as your number one step in becoming a better receiver of anything from the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? See, the scripture says, surely he, Jesus, has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. The Bible says that Jesus bore, or he carried away, your griefs and your sorrows. Griefs and sorrows are very painful things that are attached to your what? Your soul. So therefore, there can be stuff that is hurting you. Put this in the chat room. There can be stuff that can be hurting you in your heart, in your mind, in your will, in your emotions, and in your intellect. Can you post that in the chat room? I said, there can be things, spirits, afflicting you in your heart, in your mind, in your will, in your emotions, and in your intellect. Causing you what? Pain. Now the Bible says that Jesus has already borne that stuff for you. He's already borne it, meaning he's already carried it away. He has already carried that stuff away. Right? So, if Jesus has already carried it away for you, then it's not necessary for you to bear them anymore. You hear me? If Jesus has already carried them away, it is not necessary for you to carry them anymore. It is not necessary for you to accept them anymore. Actually, it's not even necessary for you to have them anymore, according to God's plan. And that next verse says, by his stripes, we are healed. Put this in the chat room. Jesus calls whatever you need to be healed from one word, healing. Put this in the chat room. Jesus calls everything, anything, whatever you need to be healed from, Jesus calls it healing. So therefore, the healing Jesus offers to you is both physical, spiritual, emotional, relational, financial, in every way, in everything. But there's something I want you to understand this morning, and that is that Jesus himself, the Son of God, God manifest in the flesh, has chosen to limit the manifestation of his power for your healing to that which you're able to release or receive through faith. Do I need to repeat that? I believe I do. I said, Jesus has chosen God's plan to limit the manifestation or the revealing of his power for healing you to that which you're able to release or receive through faith. Did you get that? It doesn't take Jesus any more effort to heal an ingrown toenail than it takes him to heal a stage 4 or 5 cancer. It doesn't take Jesus any more to restore and recreate fingers that have been cut off than it does for him to stop a nosebleed. Are you understanding that this morning? So, the manifestation or the revealing of Jesus' power for your healing is relegated to that which you're able to what receive through faith. His job is the healing. Your job is nothing but receiving. That ought to be easy, but it's not, because you got to receive through faith. You see, your faith, your fear, your doubt, your unbelief all have a role in how God's healing and deliverance is released and received to you. To you. Now, post this in the chat room this morning, please. It's only 3 words, but they're very important. Fear opposes faith. Post that, please. Fear opposes faith. Fear opposes faith. Now post this. All demonic oppression creates fear and hopelessness. All demonic oppression creates fear and hopelessness, which worsens your situation and your symptoms and prevents you from receiving your deliverance or healing or whatever it is that you desire from God. Do I need to repeat that? All demonic oppression. This is funny, though. All demonic oppression is pressure from demons. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That's why he had to, because all demonic oppression, all of it, prevents you from receiving whatever it is that you're desiring from God. See, I don't see Acts chapter 10, verse 38 posted up there yet. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. You see, Peter's explanation is that Jesus didn't heal the sick because he was God, but rather because he was anointed by God and that God was with him. Yay! Jesus is God, and yet the Bible teaches that God was with him and that God's Spirit rested upon him. Are you with me this morning? You see, first things first, your healing is simple. Post this in that chat room. Healing is simply a matter of allowing Jesus to take your pain and woundedness from you. That's all healing is. Healing is a matter of allowing Jesus to take your pain and woundedness from you. Healing from Jesus comes when you identify the fear, the trauma, and the emotions associated with whatever your problem is, and bring it to Jesus, and then you ask Jesus to heal your pain and the wounds and the wounding. You see, demonic oppression has the potential to affect your entire soul and body. But God has already designed a way to limit the damage, hallelujah, from demonic oppression. What happens is these demons integrate. When they come in, their sole purpose is to integrate within an area of your soul. Because if you're born again, they know they can't mess with your spirit. They know it's been sealed by God's own Holy Spirit. So they gotta integrate into your soul or into your physical body. And once they integrate into your soul or your physical body, that part of you contains the memories of whatever the painful, whatever it was, event, trauma, whatever, and becomes like a part of your personality that is frozen in time. These demons that integrate into your soul and into your personality or your body, they prevent, and their job is to prevent the wounded areas of your heart, your mind, your will, your intellect, and your emotions from becoming under subjection to the Holy Spirit, which is in your spirit, which is really the core of you. In effect, these demons that integrate into your soul cause compartmentalization of the wounds and the damage, brothers and sisters. And they begin to try to take hold of the rest of you. The rest, like say they come into the heart. They come into the heart, then they begin to try to take control of your will, your mind, your intellect. That's what is meant by the term when you hear me say, Satan has bent your will. Because he says that his objective is to come and take your mind captive. So then these demons that have integrated into your personality usually only have awareness of a single event or a string of repeated events and their related pain, wounding, period. So the part of you that these integrated demons are working in, they will lay dormant within your soul, within your heart, within your will, or within your intellect. They will lay there dormant until an event occurs that is reminiscent of the one that caused them to have the ability to come into your body or be created in your body in the first place. So when one of these things happen, the controlling integrated demon can be activated again. And not only will it be activated, it will cause other demonic infestation of all the other spirits that support that demon that is integrated into your personality, which you now think is you. But it is really that demon that has integrated and is controlling the affected part of your soul and many times your physical body. So what happens, what you see happening in the natural, you will see the person respond to the way they would have responded at the age when the integration was created. If the integration was formed as a toddler, you'll see the person act like a toddler. If the integration was created as a teenager, this is how you get adjusted development, arrested, adjusted development, arrested development, where the person is stuck, and they're really stuck there, because those demons may have them stuck at 16. It happens to a lot of men, you know, especially athletes, women athletes. At any rate, the actions that they display or the emotions that they display are not appropriate for the current situation. Instead, they are the actions that were experienced at the time of the integration, or clinically what they call it, fragmentation, was created. So these integrated demons have a goal. Listen to this. This is how sick it is. Their main goal, put this in the chat room, is to protect the core personality of the person. And that's called a guardian spirit. Meaning, the demon that is integrated will assume control when they perceive that there's a threat to the individual, but it's not really a threat, it's help. And it will fight to keep that person under the control, to keep that person's mind, will, intellect, emotions, under control of the demons that have integrated. And so the person with the demonic integration will react to the situation from a painful and wounded perspective, from a painful and wounded viewpoint, from a painful and wounded position. You know what I mean? Because the demon has been integrated in them so long that that's how they look. That's how they interpret everything. And look at this. That's how they see everything. They don't see like a normal person sees. Usually, they see through overaction to every situation. And they have less understanding of what normal and acceptable behavior is as compared to the way they act under the power of the demons that have integrated into their personality, the demons that have integrated into the real person. And so what they do is they try to push the help away. They not only try, they will. They'll try to push the help away. They'll try to overpower the help. And they will try to harm their very presence. Harms the person who is sent by God alongside them to help them. Because the integrated demons become dormant, and they want the person to act and react under their control and under their influence. Are you with me this morning? a similar thing that happens is a familiar spirit will do the same thing, and it will act like an integrated demon, because if it's a familiar spirit that has come up through the family line or through the bloodline, that familiar spirit retains memories and soulish realm knowledge of specific events. But unlike the demons that have integrated into the personalities, these familiar spirits can have their own unique personalities that are distinctly different from the core personality of the person whose body they are inhabiting. I'm kind of taking you fast this one, but I'm going to teach some more on it. The reason I'm dealing with it is because I came up yesterday and day before against it. So I thought maybe I better break this down a little bit. You see, when a person has those demons that have integrated in them, it could be described like somebody driving your car. You the driver. But they're going to drive your car from the back seat. They're watching from the rear seat. And sometimes they're completely unaware of what's happening to them. That's what the clinical people get that term, like disassociation. So therefore, it's not unusual for the person that these demons have integrated into and have them familiar spirits working with them, you know, it's not unusual for them to have no idea what they said or did during an episode. Yep. So where are we going with this, Sister Erica? We're going right here. In order to be healed from this, you got to go back to the point of the pain. That's no other way. You got to go back. And I'm going to give you an example this morning, but you got to resist the temptation to say why. You hear me? In order, you can receive some healing right now. But you got to promise me you're not going to say why, because if you say why, then you've thrown yourself right back into doubt and unbelief. And you're just wasting your time. This won't work for you. But I'm telling you the truth this morning. Don't be causing no distractions that are gonna impede your own healing process. You know why? Because see, you attempting to overthink the situation when you say why, and you can't be healed and learn this kind of ministry at the same time. So if you're really smart, you'll get delivered first, and then you'll try to learn it. Because if you're trying to learn it and be delivered, you're just wasting time. So stop wasting time. Stop saying why. Get free. And you know what? God will explain it to you. Get free. He'll teach it all to you. He don't want to withhold nothing from you. He doesn't. Because see, the sooner you can get free and have understanding, you can be used in his kingdom to set others free. So what I want you to do this morning, I want you to ask Jesus to heal you first from whatever you need this morning. Remember, healing, deliverance, healing, it's all healing to Jesus. It's all healing. Then I want you to expect to receive it. And I want you to receive it. Remember this. Your demons create hopeless situations. And they always going to try to make your situation worse. They always going to try to do something to prevent you from receiving anything from God, especially what it is that you need. So this is what I want you to do this morning. I want you to find yourself a comfortable place. Find you a comfortable place or a comfortable chair, comfortable. If you're at work, you can listen to this on the second go round. So what I want you to do for maybe two songs, I'm going to play two songs. This is what I want you to do. I want you to ask God right now to manifest his presence to you. And as you ask him to do that, you can close your eyes if you want to. You can keep them open. It don't matter. I want you to be sensitive. I want you to use your discerning gift this morning to see. I know that some people say they sense God already. Good. I want you to sense God around you so he can do what you need him to do this morning. He can do it any way he wants to. Now, remember, you in your own home. I'm sitting over here in Dalton, Georgia. This is going to be your experience. And I want you to identify any pain associated with any event in your life. As a matter of fact, I want you to think about the most painful thing you can as you listen to this song. And then when I come back, some of you are going to get healed this morning. Some of you not, because you're just too negative and you're just stubborn like a goat. That's why Jesus separates the sheep from the goat. Are you hearing me this morning? Some of you going to get it. Some of you not. But it's all dependent upon you and your relationship with Jesus right now. Right now. Not tomorrow, not next year. I'm telling you how to get this right now. And what made me do this is, I'll tell you about that later. For 10 minutes, I need you to sense the presence of God wherever you are.
Satisfied.
We crown you Lord of Lords.
We crown you Lord of Lords.
Enter into ease. And as you enter into ease, confess your sins to God and forgive. Just forgive all over again as you enter into ease now. Enter into ease. Enter into ease. Have you confessed all your sins? As you enter into ease, confess all your sins. Forgive everybody you need to forgive as you enter into ease. Stay in ease. See, the devil wants to take you out of ease. Stay into ease. Now, ask Jesus to take away your pain, your woundedness, and to heal your body. Enter into ease.
Clap your hands like this. Young people, I need y'all to come right down here in front of the stage.
Stay in ease.
Clap your hands like this. Young people, I need y'all to come right down here in front of the stage.
In the name of Jesus, I command spirit of pain to go. I command every affliction to go. I command misery curses to be broken. And I bind up all those spirits of misery and affliction. Go. Just get out. Get out right now. Get out. I loose the Spirit of God for healing in the mind, in the brain. I loose the Spirit of healing in the neck, on the shoulders, the arms. I loose the Spirit of healing in the heart, the diaphragm, the lungs. I loose in the name of Jesus. God's own Holy Spirit to raise up within you and heal you everywhere you hurt, everywhere you need healing. Now, this is what I need you to do. Stay in ease. I know it seems just the way God showed me. Don't worry about it. I don't care. I told you don't loose yourself from why. Now, this is what I want you to do. When you hear the third beat in this song, just get up wherever you are. Shake yourself, move yourself. Get up, get up, get up and worship him with your body. By his stripes, you heal. I learned something very important. Get on up.
Clap your hands like this. Young people, I need y'all to come right down here in front of the stage.
Hey!
Thank the Lord for him. Thank the Lord for him. Move that thing that was sore. That paralyzing grip that devil had on you is gone in the name of Jesus. Get up. Do something you couldn't do. You can do it now. You're not under the bondage of why any longer. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. He said he would do it. He said he would do it. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? He said he would do it. I say he said he would do it. Get up.
K-Classic. Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. Cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it?
Blocking you now. I thank you for it, Father God. I thank you for these healings this morning. I thank you. I thank you for it. I thank you. Ted Lyon, I'll be on here tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Remember, all this is taking place through your inner man. to your inner man. Woo! How big and strong your inner man has become.
Come on.